David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did shear his sheep. That's verse 4. And David sent out 10 young men, and David said unto the young men, get you up to Carmel and go to Nabal and greet him in my name. And what happened, and I'll tell this part of the story, David was protecting this man. You see, David had quite an army with him, and he could have robbed this man of his sheep. He could have taken them, but he didn't. He protected them and kept the thieves and marauders from getting them. And he did many things to assist this man. And now David needs food. And so he sends his young man to this man to ask for help. And we read in verse 9, and when David's young man came, they spake to Nabal according to all those words in the name of David and ceased. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, who's David? And who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. And of course, what he's doing is saying that David has betrayed this man Saul and that he is disloyal. And then listen to Nabal in verse 11. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I've killed for my shearers and give it unto men whom I know not whence they be? So David's young men turned their way and went again and came and told him all those sayings. And David said unto his men, you know, David, I told you at the beginning he was red-headed. He's hot-headed. He's angry now. He says, gird ye on every man his sword. And they girded on every man his sword, and David also girded on his sword. And there went up David about 400 men, and 200 abode by the staff. And one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master. And she knew what he's going to do. So she got together a great deal of food stuff. We're told in verse 18, then Abigail made haste, took 200 loaves and sheep and ready dressed all of that and raisins and cakes of figs. And she goes out now to meet David before he gets to Nabal because David would have killed him. Now, will you notice verse 21? Now, David had said, surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow hath in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him, and he hath requited me evil for good. So and more also do God unto the enemies of David, if I leave all that pertained to him. Well, I'm not going to read the rest of it. You can read it, but you're going to find out he's going to kill every man that is among this man Nabal. And Abigail went to meet David, and she lighted off of her ass and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground, fell at his feet and said, upon me, my Lord, upon me, let this iniquity be. Says, take your vengeance out on me. And David's not about to do that. She's a beautiful woman to begin with. And these two confront each other. And she's an outstanding, noble woman. And she says that my Lord shouldn't have done that. And then she says concerning David, you are God's man. And I want to tell you, friends, David begins to see things a little differently. And he doesn't carry out a vengeance that he should never have carried out.